Sarah Marie, cyberbullying is a huge issue, and a man who knows all about it is Michael Carr-Gregg. He is one of Australia's highest profile psychologists. He's the author of 11 books, two of which have wonderful names, The Princess Bitchface Syndrome 2.0 and also The Prince Boofhead Syndrome. He knows all about teenagers and, of course, how they interact online. Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wonderful names for your books, just quickly.
Thank you very much.
Social media and bullying is something that is always coming up in conversation. Author and social media star Constance Hall, she came out last week revealing that she has been bullied to no end.
It is a big problem. In May last year, a survey of 3,000 kids found that 24% of 8 to 12-year-olds had received unwanted contact from strangers online, and at least 15% had been subjected to cyberbullying.
Wow.
So it is a major issue.
One of Constance Hall's messages was that she's getting all this hate online, and she knows that there are kids out there that are reading these comments, and those comments are then making them think that it's okay to treat people like that and to speak to people like that. Is she right? Is that something that's happening?
Look, I'm afraid she is. This sort of behaviour by adults normalises, sanitises and glamorises the behaviour. And what we need to be doing is teaching kids digital cyber citizenship, that you would never, ever treat anyone else in a way that you don't want to be treated yourself. The golden rule is that you should never post anything online that you wouldn't want your parents, your principal, the police or a pedophile to see, the four Ps. Unfortunately, what we know is that this whole internet thing is the perfect digital storm. You've got an immature brain combining with a technology which is literally in the moment and of the moment. It's just a click of a button and you can make a terrible mistake.
How do we start phasing this sort of behaviour out then? Because if we've got an issue with adults perpetuating that sort of treatment online and then the kids are doing it as well, what area do we need to educate first?
Well, I think it starts with education. You're quite right. I've just conducted an inquiry for the New South Wales State Government on the whole issue of whether or not kids should have mobile phones in primary and secondary school. And one of my key recommendations was that all children, when they get an internet-connected device, should sit online with their mum and dad a digital license. Now, this already exists. Your listeners can just Google digital license and it'll pop up.
Wow.
It's put together by Google and the Alana and Madeline Foundation. And it's 8 modules, 8 little quizzes. And at the end of the day, if your child sits that, there's one for primary, one for secondary, they will have the skills, the knowledge and strategies to use the internet in a safe, smart and responsible way. It's a really good idea.
I think it's a fantastic idea. It's the first I'm hearing of it, and I think that's wonderful. Is the onus on schools or parents, because that makes it sound like the onus is on parents, is it a joint thing? How should we be teaching kids?
Look, ideally it should be a joint thing, but I think there's a tendency for some parents to outsource responsibility to schools, and I don't think that's okay. If you give your kid a smartphone, then you have to basically pony up in terms of making an effort to make sure your kids know how to use it safely. Remember, there are laws in this country which are occasionally used, which basically make it illegal to use what they call a carriage service, which is the internet, to menace, harass or cause offence. And increasingly, we're seeing courts use these, even with children. So it's very, very serious. We need to make sure that they have the knowledge and the skills required. I think this is as important as teaching a kid to cross the road or learn to swim.
Absolutely. But I think this digital license, I think adults should be just having a quick glance as well, because adults, what they're doing and what they're saying online is truly disgusting. We've got kids that we need to deal with too, but we also need to arm adults with the information that they need.
There's no question. I mean, there are a lot of terrible things being said and done online. But I also think parents need to recognise that there's an age at which kids should not be on social media at all, and that's under the age of 13. Mm. And I think the other key finding from a psychological point of view is we now know that if your child spends 2 hours plus on social media a day, every study that's looked at this has shown that they're likely to have worse mental health. So we need to preach moderation. We need to model it ourselves.
Okay. Well, all good lessons. Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg, thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning, and all the details, michaelcarrgregg.com. Hopefully we'll chat to you again real soon.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys.